The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 49, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 4th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation: Neither the three modes of material nature, Satyagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun, nor their predominating deities, the five gross elements, the mind, the demigods, nor the human beings, who are all subjected to birth, death, and annihilation, can understand your lordship. Therefore, the wise, spiritually advanced men who have taken to devotional service do not much bother with Vedic study, but rather they engage themselves in practical devotional service.
Naiti gunana gunino mahodadayo ji sarvi mana prabhitayo sahadeva matya hadyanta vanta yurugaya vidanti hitva evam vimishya suriyo viramanti sarda. So, aradhita jadi hari tapasata takti viramanti sarda. There are so many prescribed mantras for liberation. Omkara sarva vedesu. Every Vedic mantra begins with Omkara, and he is Krishna. Vedic mantra, we chant Vedic mantra, there are many, many Vedic mantras in Upanishads and Tantra, Samhita. So, begins with the combination of alphabets, O, U, Mo, O. O, Tad Vishnu, Paramam, Padam, Sada, Pashyati, Sura. Everything. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya. Every Vedic mantra begins with the Omkar. Some of them are very much fond of chanting Omkar instead of Hare Krishna. So, there is no objection. Krishna says, Pranava Sarva Vigneshu. Pranava means Omkar. So, actually, only Krishna is there, Parabrahma. He knows. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Expansion in different varieties of multi-manifestation. But if we analyze all these things, ultimately we come to the point that Krishna is everything. That requires intelligence. How to analyze? Therefore, here it is said, this manifestation, this material manifestation, is guna, gunino, mahodadayo, mana, mind, intelligence, the five gross elements, three subtle elements, and manufactured. These demigods, animals, man, matta, 8,400,000 species. So, all these varieties, actually, it is simply, they are simply manifestation of Krishna, different manifestation of energy, nothing else. Real center point is Krishna. This can be understood by advanced students, Bhavanam Yarmanam, see, after studying. Not only in one life, but for many, many lives. Bhavanam Yarmanam, Jnanavan. If he actually becomes wise, Jnanavan, then He understands that only Krishna is there. Vasudeva Sarvami iti Sam. That is a mere understanding. So, as soon as one understands Vasudeva Sarvami iti, then Vasudeva is there and I am there. So, what is my relationship with Vasudeva? He is the greatest. Greater than the greatest. And I am the smaller. Although the quality is the same, I am also chit. And Krishna is also chit, sat chit, ananda. And I am also sat chit, ananda in small part. Because I am a very small particle, I forget my real nature. I identify with this material, mohadav. This is fallen. This is fallen. Spark. Spark is fire, and the big fire is fire. But sometimes it is thrown. It sometimes falls down. So that small particle falls down. The big fire never falls down. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Achyuta. Achyuta means he never falls down. We, a small particle of the Achyuta, although by nature we are Achyuta, but due to our weakness we are prone to fall down in this material world. That is our position. But again we can be reinstated in our original position by cultivating Krishna consciousness. This is the purpose. Adyanta vanta rugaya. So, in this material world, there is adi anta, beginning and ending. But Krishna has no beginning or end. The material level. Therefore Krishna is not material. Purugaya. Krishna is Purugaya. He is exalted with many slokas. Gaya. Gaya means song, poetry. Guru. We cannot imagine. Urugaya, just like in the Brahmacharya. Jasaika nishasita kalam athavalambha jivanti moma vilaja jagadandana. Loma vilaja jagadandanatha. So this jagadandanatha in a Brahma, jagadanda. Anna means egg-like, egg-shaped. This Brahmanda or this universe, and there are Jagadanda Natha, plural. In each universe, there is a chief living entity. He is called Brahma, because Brahma is created first in him. So, that Brahma, there are millions of universes, and there are millions of Brahmas, and millions of Shiva and other demigods. His Brahma is full with all different types of living entities. But such Brahma, where they are being born, not only Brahma, the Brahmanda, jasaika nishasita kala mathavalambha jivanti. Nishasita kala, just like we excel and inhale. A minute, not minute, even seconds. Within a second, we excel and inhale so many times. So similarly, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, he is also excelling. During that period, so many Brahmandas are coming and so many Brahmandas. Adam, so on. Beginning and end. But this Mahavishnu, who is this Mahavishnu? Jasaika nishasita kalamathamalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadandana. Vishnu Maharaja Iha Jasya Kala Vishishu. This Mahavishnu, from whose breathing so many Brahmandas are coming and going. This Mahavishnu, 1 second, just imagine how many million, millions of years. This is the description of Mahavishnu. Then Mahavishnu is also partial incarnation of Sankarsa. The Sankarsa is also emanation from Narayana. Narayana is also emanation from the first Chaturbhuva Sankarsa. This Sankarsa is expansion of Baladeva, and Baladeva is the immediate expansion of Krishna. We have come to the Krishna. So, Akdanta Vanta. So, beginning is Krishna. Aham Adirhi Bhutana. He says, Bhagavad Gita. Matta Sarvam Pravartate. This is the expression Krishna is giving. Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchidasti. We should understand this. So, beginning is the Krishna. Adi. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi, Adi. Anadi, he has no beginning. And everything has got to be an answer. But Krishna has no beginning and answer. Adhyamsa. So, in this way you have to understand Krishna. And one who has such perfect understanding of Krishna. As Krishna says, Aham Adihi Devana. Devana means beginning from Brahma, then Shiva, then how many other demigods, Indra, Chandra, Guru. Aham Adihi, even Vishnu. Vishnu, Kiradushaya Vishnu. He is also partial expansion of Krishna. And from Kiradakshaya Vishnu, the Vishnu is all pervading. Ishara Sarvada, Sarvabhutanam, Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is staying in everyone's core of heart, Riddhese. It is, there is no hide and seek. Hide and seek. It is clearly stated that this Paramatma Vishnu is staying in the heart. Therefore, heart is always palpitating. And the Jivatma is also there. And stop saying that. Then, when the Jivatma leaves this body, that is called heart-filling. That is heart-filling. Heart is palpitating, but as soon as the Jivatma goes, heart fails. And these materialist science, they cannot give any cause. They're giving that oxygen gas and every minute injecting to keep the palpitation of the heart, throbbing of the heart continuous. But how they can do it? As soon as the living soul is departed from the heart, there is no more. There is simply a lump of matter. That requires intelligence. That this matter is never the living soul. Therefore, anyone who is accepting this body as self, they have been described in the sastra, no better than Saiva Gopa. Go means cows and Kharo means ass. These are the asses. They are taking so much credit, advancement of scientific knowledge, but it's so long they do not understand that is so. Dehinas means Yathadehi. They are all asses. Simply asses. This is our challenge, that you are all asses. If you do not accept the existence of the soul, if you cannot find out where it is, then you are all asses. We don't give you any credit. This is our challenge. Let anyone come, we shall prove that he is an ass. We shall prove. How? It is very easy. Any intelligent man can analyze this body. Take this breathing. What is this breathing? It is air. Now, you are very much anxious to keep the breathing going on by oxygen gas and injection. You know, what is the use of oxygen gas if breathing is lost? You can put some air within, just like the bellow, and by machine, by some electric arrangement, the bellow can come on and the breathing will come out. Why don't you do this? It is very easy. Anyone can do it, and not anyone, at least one who has got some mechanical idea. So do you think that the breathing will bring the life? Do you think? It is not possible, sir. It is here. That is not possible. Then you take the blood. What is this blood? The blood is nothing but red water. You cannot say that injecting some red water you can bring life. Analyze, very intelligent. Then what is the composition of this body? The air or the water, the same. Bhumi Rama Naroma. It is said, Mahodada, Mahatattva, and its expansion. Even in the subtle mind, Manapravitayo, mind intelligence, egotism. You analyze everything, but you won't find there the lie. No. That is not. Therefore, if you are intelligent enough, you take one ingredient of this body, one after another, you analyze, you won't find. Neither with that ingredient you can create life. That is not. This is the analysis. You are very expert in analyzing things in the laboratory, charge fees, chemical analysis. But this is also composition of this chemical. But they say chemical evolution. That's life, evolution. It has come life. Then when life is lost, why don't you combine these chemicals, bring life? That is not possible. Therefore, by proper analysis, one must come to the conclusion that these ingredients are different from the living force. Then, that is called self-realization, aham brahmasmi, I am not this man. That is the first step of knowledge. Brahma bhuta prasanna, I was so much busy with this lump of matter. Now I understand that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. This is the first realization, self-realization. Then Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma na sochati na kankhati samas sarvesu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavati param. Now, after being Brahma Bhuta, realizing oneself that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, he becomes relieved from all these anxieties. Because here in the material world, it is full of anxieties because we are identifying with this body. This is the cause of anxiety. But as soon as I realize myself that I am not this body and feel so, then all my anxiety is gone. I am always very much anxious to give protection to my body. But we understand that na hannate hannamani sari. Even your body is elevated, you are not elevated. That understanding is that. One who understands, nasavotate, nakangsi, samasarvi, bhute, suru. Then there is no fight between one nation to one nation, one animal to one animal, one man to one. No one. Samasarvi. Because that is the realization that we are not this body. I am neither dog, I am not man, I am not this, I am not that. This is all superficial. I am spirit soul. The dog is also spirit soul. The snake is also spirit soul. The tree is also spirit soul. Pandita samadarsana. That is real knowledge. Samadarsana. Then, next stage is that I am spirit soul and I am fallen down in this condition. Now I am realized. But, when from I am coming, that is next research one. And then when we understand by studying ourselves, and when we understand from Krishna, Krishna says, mamaiva amsa jiva bhuta. I am a jiva, living entity. I am part and parcel of Krishna. This is it. Brahma realization, parabrahma realization. Then, I am living forth, then what is my duty? The duty is, this small must render service to the great. This is bhakti. You analyze simply, this is the most perfect sign, bhakti yoga. That is natural, bhakti yoga. It is not artificial. Jnana, karma or yoga, they are all artificial. Simply, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins from this point. Jiver sarupai nitya krishna da. So if you understand and you begin to serve Krishna, then there is no need of studying Vedas or this or that. Here it is. Say, vimishya sudiyo viramanti sabda. No more education. Past, first class education I have got. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Thank you.